All safe in your arms, I'm protected. Gave me peace of mind, never restless. Yeah, yeah. Never try to take me, Jesus intercepted. You made me new again, you told me that I'm precious. I'm safe in your arms, I'm protected. Gave me peace of mind, never restless. Never try to take me, Jesus intercepted. You made me new again, you told me that I'm precious.
Hey, hey, hey. It's me, Testimony. I'm back again. And y'all, it's been a minute. Our last episode was March 1st, and we were talking about the joy of missing out, because when it comes to the world and things of the world and worldly things, we're not really missing out. So there really isn't a fear. And that was that. We're back now with some new stuff, and I'm excited, guys. I'm so excited. And I just hope y'all not tired of it being me. Y'all just hearing me right now, because listen, God is getting the team together. You feel me? He's bringing it all together. So we just got to be patient. I promise. Well, I can't promise you that, but I know that God is good and I know he'll work it all out. So yeah. Today, right now, this episode we're talking about is work. And you, my beloved, are so, so worthy. And you are so worth it, because God is good and he has called you his. And all good things come from our Father up above. He is the good, good Father. You already know how we go. Before we get into the word, in the lesson, in the message, we're going to pray. So, bow your head, close your eyes, as long as you're not behind the wheels or operating heavy machinery or in the kitchen cooking or watching kids. You feel me? Because, yeah. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Lord, I just want to thank you for this day, Lord. I just want to thank you for the creativity that you have placed within us. I just want to thank you for your wisdom and your knowledge and your understanding that you have given unto us, Lord. I just want to thank you for the breath in our lungs. I just want to thank you for being Jireh in our lives every day, Lord. I just want to thank you for making sure that we don't ever go hungry, that we're not ever without shelter, Lord. And I just want to thank you for not just giving us the things that we need to survive as beings. I thank you for giving us the things that we want that are beneficial for us and to us and are in your will for us. Lord, I just pray that we have another successful episode, Lord. I just pray that every person listening under the sound of my voice, I just pray that you be with them and their families, Lord. See them through it all, Lord. Give them good health. Give them peace. Give them joy. Lord, I just pray that they don't ever take another day for granted. And I just pray that they see your grace and your mercy playing out in their lives day in and day out, especially today, Lord, and every other day after that. I just pray that the Holy Spirit sits with them and in them and convicts them, Lord. And I just pray that you help me to be your conduit, Lord. Help me to continue to be a conduit of your love, your grace, and your mercy, and your peace, and your joy, and all the fruits of the Spirit, Lord. And I just pray that as I speak, that you speak through me and use me, God. Less of me, more of you, less of me. That's just how it is. And yes, in Jesus' name, amen. So, in the beginning, y'all heard a song playing, and you already know I'm gonna drop. I'm gonna put y'all on. So without any further ado, the song that was playing is called Precious by TKE3. Again, TKE3. And that's on that, because you are precious and you are safe in God's arms. Literally, it's the best place to ever be, in the arms of God. Baby, if I were able to hug God every day, I would do it diligently without rest. I'd literally be all up in that man's skin. I need to be all up in his skin. Nonetheless, though, for right now, until he comes back again, and he is coming soon, being in his presence is just as though I'm with him and he's with me. He's here in person. Anyway, y'all. Let's just get into it. Worth it. See, a couple things I want to touch on real quick before, you know, we dive into the meat of it is that, one, I need you to know this and understand it. And even when you don't understand it, just know this for real. That you deserve people that see your worth, know your worth, add tax to it, and treat you like that, even when you don't, until you do. And when you do know your worth, you know, they'll still be there supporting you. That's one. Two, people know your worth. Some people just hope that you don't. So that way they can use you, mishandle you, and do you however they want, because, you know, there's wickedness in the earth. Three, when you know your worth, attacks on your identity, your character, and your entire being come from places and spirits and people you would hope to God won't ever attack you or let it come from them or through them. Nonetheless, though, the devil doesn't play fair, and he'll use anybody and everybody trying to get to you regardless. Especially, unfortunately, it'd be the people that, for me personally, I have love for the most. And that's all right, because at the end of the day, we serve a good God. Now, that's that. A couple more things I want y'all to know. Actually, before we get into that, I want you guys to listen to this verse and bookmark it in your Bible app, highlight it, write it down, put it on a sticky note, place it wherever, right? And the verse that we are going to go into is going to be 3 John 1 verse 2, which reads, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. In Jesus' name, amen." And I pray that you prosper, that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. That's my prayer for you guys today. And now, for the main thing. When we talk about worth, we talk about value, we talk about, you know, being treasured, we talk about being treated with kindness, love, respect, we talk about peace, being in the midst, we talk about loving correction, we talk about encouragement, we're talking about motivation, we're talking about all the good things that the Lord desires for us, because, yeah, he died for us. If somebody, not just somebody, not just any, if the Lord God Almighty came down in the flesh and decided to die for you, I don't think there's anybody or anything that can tell you or show you what you're worth like God can, because he died for us. And there's a verse in the Bible that talks about how there is no greater love than for one to lay down their life for their friend. And he calls us his friends. We're co-heirs with him. I love Jesus. You don't love Jesus? What's wrong with you? You don't believe in Jesus? What's up with you? You feel me? That's how I feel. So, yeah, God defines our worth. He knows our identity and he tells us who we are. That's the only person I'll ever look to for my identity. Because here's the thing, right? When you're getting to know God, when you're learning him, right? Everything that he is, we are. And everything that we're not, in terms of goodness, in terms of his character, he gives us the grace to reflect that. When we let him in, he does the work in us to make us more like him. Because guess what? In the beginning, when God created man, right? Now we're going all the way back to Genesis. In Genesis, hold on, you guys, 1 second. Okay. All right, here we are. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it reads, I'm reading from the KJV version. It reads, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Having the like, being made in the likeness of God, not just his image, his likeness includes his character, right? Being made in the likeness of God is where we're, or like functioning in the likeness of God is where we at. You know, letting him do the work in us to make us more like him, especially after, since the fall, you know? We are imperfect beings in an imperfect world serving a perfect God. That's just what it is. Another thing. Society loves to gauge your worth based on material things, worldly achievements, numbers, status, what you have to offer, what they can see. But when we look to God, you know, he tells us to walk by faith and not by sight, because not everything is what it seems. And the devil has a way to manipulate whatever we see as a way, as an attempt to get into our minds and, you know, cause us to walk the wide path of destruction. And God has called you and me and us to walk the straight and narrow way. And a third thing is boundaries and self-worth go hand in hand, just as unhealed trauma and self-destruction go hand in hand. Let me let y'all know this right now. If you're new here, hi, I'm Testimony, and I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Because my perspective initially was based in trauma. And I've been submitting to God, letting him do what he wills with me and in me and through me. Because I know for a fact that left to myself, without his help, I would be self-destructing ever so often, if not every single minute. And I lived that life. I did that, been there, done that. Glory be to God. It's not my life no more. And it's all by his grace. And even when I do fall sometimes back into the things that God has delivered me from, you know, I've learned that instead of running from him, I am to run to him. And the devil has a way of trying to make it seem as though I can't go back to God, when in reality, he's really just calling out for me, kind of like he did Adam, right? If you remember, or if we could walk down this lane together, let's go. In Genesis, let's see where we're at. And I believe it's in Genesis 3. Yeah. So in Genesis 3, verse 9, it reads, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Basically saying, yo, this is after Eve ate the apple and gave some of it, ate the fruit and gave some of it to Adam, and their eyes were not opened, and they went to go hide, made clothes out of fig leaves to cover up their nakedness. So when God was walking in the cool of the day, mind you, he already knows what's happened, right? He was just like, I would like to say he was just like concerned as to why like they were hiding, because like he's God, he knows it all, he's seen, like he's God, so there's no reason for us to hide. It's just the devil's way of trying to get us to feel separated from God. But God's word says that he won't ever leave nor forsake us, and that there is nothing that can separate us from his love. And literally in Romans 8, in Romans chapter 8, verse 38 through 39, it reads, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Y'all, the devil is a creation. He's a created thing. Right? And mind you, I want you guys to bookmark this, because the verse that talks about how we wrestle in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." And in Romans 8, 38-39, you know, we're told that not even all these things can separate us from the love of God, which is in our Lord Jesus Christ. So yes, unhealed trauma, self-destruction go hand in hand. And trauma is from the devil, because he only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And it starts early in your childhood. Now, with God defining our worth, right? I want us to go to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 21, which says, "Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart." It talks about, well, honestly, I've been told that to get the full context or to get a full understanding of a verse, read 5 above and 5 below. So we're going to start from, actually, we're just going to read the whole thing, Proverbs 4. The title for Proverbs 4 talks about security and wisdom. Right? And instead of the NKJV, I will be reading to you guys from the Message Bible. And it says, "Listen, friends, to some fatherly advice. Sit up and take notice so you know how to live. I'm giving you good counsel. Do not let it go in one ear and out the other." We can already connect that to verse 21, where it says, "Do not let this depart from your eyes." Goes on to say, "When I was a boy at my father's knee, the pride and joy of my mother, he would sit me down and drill me. Take this to heart. Do what I tell you. Live. Sell everything and buy wisdom. Forage for understanding. To forage means to search. Don't forget one word. Don't deviate an inch. Never walk away from wisdom. She guards your life." Wisdom is applied knowledge. To have knowledge of something is to just know it. When you're able to apply it, it is wisdom. It reads, "Love her, she keeps her eye on you. Above all and before all, do this, get wisdom. Write this at the top of your list, get understanding. Throw your arms around her, believe me, you won't regret it. Never let her go, she'll make your life glorious. She'll garland your life with grace, she'll festoon your days with beauty. Dear friends, take my advice. It will add years to your life. I'm writing out clear directions to Wisdom Way. I'm drawing a map to Righteous Road. I don't want you ending up in blind alleys or wasting time making wrong turns. Hold tight to good advice. Do not relax your grip. Guard it well, your life is at stake. Don't take wicked bypaths. Don't so much as set foot on that road. Stay clear of it, give it a wide berth. Make a detour and be on your way. Depart from evil. 16 through 17 reads, evil people are restless unless they're making trouble. They cannot get a good night's sleep unless they've made life miserable for somebody. Perversity is their food and drink, violence their drug of choice. And 18 through 22 says, the ways of right living people glow with light. The longer they live, the brighter they shine. But the road of wrongdoing gets darker and darker. Travelers can't see a thing. They fall flat on their face. Dear friend, listen well to my words. Turn your ear to my voice. Keep my message in plain view at all times. Concentrate. Learn it by heart. Those who discovered these words live, really live. Body and soul, they're bursting with health. Glory be to God. And also, another verse we're going to go look into is going to be Proverbs 3, verses 7 through 8. And matter of fact, I'm just going to read to you guys from 5. I'm going to start with 5. It says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He is the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God, run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. What does that mean? Run to God, run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. There is a verse that talks about I think it talks about like a soul. No. Something about the soul being ill. I think a heart deferred of hope makes the soul ill. And basically, you guys, I'm just talking about how when we're living in the world and, you know, we're chasing after the things of this world, we tend to get distracted. We tend to do things that we normally wouldn't do where had we been born without sin. There's only one person that's been born and lived without sin, and that is Jesus Christ, right? And he came down, showed us an example, let us know that it is possible to live this righteous way. Now, he did it perfectly. I couldn't, you feel me? My whole thing is, I'm gonna try every day to be a better person than I was yesterday. That's my life. Be a better person in Christ. Be a better person. Be a better representative and image bearer of the kingdom of God than I was the day before. All by his grace, because I can't do it in my own strength, especially considering my past life. It's not by my strength. It's not by might, not by power, but by his spirit. And because we're naturally inclined to do evil without God, it only makes sense that running to God and departing from evil is the only way that we can really be kept, right? Now, we're told that we are precious. We are made in the image of God. He knew us before he formed us in our mother's womb, you know, and all those good things. What the enemy wants us to believe is that we aren't worth anything unless it's what we have. We're only worth what we have. And if we ever look at it like that, right, I feel as though, and I think that it'll cause us to start coveting, because then the seed of comparison and covetousness has been planted. Now we're looking at what other people have and comparing it to what we have and thinking like, dang, I need to get it like that. I need to get it like this. And boom, we out here trying to do this, that, and the third, just trying to get money, trying to get the bag, trying to, you know, up our net worth instead of seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and letting all these things be added unto us, because his word tells us to seek him first in his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. And he also assures us that we are not to worry about what we will eat, what we will drink, what we will wear, because our Heavenly Father provides all these things. Like, he takes care of the sparrow, and they do not reap, they do not sow, neither do they reap, yet they have everything. I'm fond of this one pastor, Pastor Jerry Flowers. He usually says, I think it goes something along the lines of, like, when you're in doubt, look for a bird or something, because it's a reminder that God will provide everything you need, not just everything you need, and also the things you want, because how more precious are we to him, like, than the bird? We're more precious than a bird, and God loves all of his creation, so how much more us that are made in his image? And I just wanted to quickly touch on 2 Corinthians. I just wanted to, well, not quickly, because it ain't ever quick with the word of God. You feel me? We love to sit in it. And y'all, I don't think we've ever, yeah, I know we haven't ever had an episode that's been less than 30 minutes at the least, but you know what? Glory be to God. We're going to go into 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. Bear with me. Where it says, hold on, you guys. Verse 20, which says, "For you were bought at a price." You belong to somebody. You belong to Jesus. You belong to God. "Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." If you've ever felt or thought as though you're not worth anything and nobody cares about you and, you know, this, that, and the third, I want you to know this. Our Father literally says that you were bought at a price. And your body and your spirit are God's. And I want you to remember this if y'all don't remember anything else at all, right? When he created you, he placed a tag on you called mine. And honestly, I think, let me share something with you guys really quickly, right? Because the matter of a fact is, there is nobody that'll ever be able to tell you what you're worth like he is. Now, he will send people into your life that will treat you better than you think you deserve to be treated, only because you're yet to know your worth. And I just pray that when these people are in your life, you let yourself receive that love and learn your worth. So just bear with me really quick while I try to find this. He just put it on my heart that I'm supposed to share it. So let me go to where it is. Let me find it, Lord, help me. Free your mind, let your conscience be free. Here it goes, right? Sunshine, sunshine, won't you let the sun shine? Revel in his glory while we bask in the sunshine. Creation in creation, soulfully praising the Most High. Glory, glory, he's been the greatest of all time. Forming you, he added a label tagged, "All mine." Won't you let his love in for all time? Dying for someone isn't a small price, because love and sacrifice is where we're all at. Truly living for Christ is what I'll call that. Yet it seems you'd rather be on the opposite side of all that. Pains for gains, so I tell them all like a small child. Beauty for my ashes, Jesus is who I call that. From the way, the truth, and the life, I will not fall back. Peace be unto you, beloved, for this is the comeback. He brought me out the pains of the runbacks. A damsel in distress, and he turned that. Beauty for my ashes, Jesus is all I call that. And with that, you guys, I will leave you with this reminder. You deserve people that see and know your worth and treat you more than you think you're worth until you do know your worth. And when you know your worth, attacks on your identity and your character will come from people and places. Well, it's really the spirits and the people that you hope won't ever attack you. And sometimes it feels like you can't stand against it. But I'll tell you this for a fact. You can always trust the word of God. You can always stand on his word. And I will stand in the gap for you regardless. So once again, as I dip out, let me remind you. And let's end on this particular note. Third John, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you guys, and I hope you have a blessed day, a blessed week, month, rest of the year. Until the next episode, gang, peace out. I love you and all the best always. Trying to get busy, I took me a break. Now I wasn't sleeping away. They asked me, kid, why do I do? Just know that I do it in Jesus' name.